Days after unveiling the replanting of the Rose Garden, the First Lady used it as the backdrop for a political speech.
Yeah, in a departure from tradition, she turned federal property to her husband's personal political use. She acknowledged the crisis overshadowing the president's reelection campaign.
I know many people are anxious.
Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also spoke from Jerusalem. He was on an official trip, though he maintains it was his personal time. It was the first time in 75 years a sitting Secretary of State addressed a national political convention. His predecessors had said their job was to speak for the country, not for a party.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is on the line. Mara, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
The First Lady's speech was maybe the centerpiece of the evening. What stood out to you about it?
What stood out to me was that she didn't downplay the pandemic. She didn't call it an offensive nickname. She was trying to make it clear, make the argument that the president takes it seriously, something he doesn't always convey himself. She even said, quote, "I don't want to use my time attacking the other side because that just divides the country." She also acknowledged racial unrest. She clearly understood that the two top worries for the voters the Trump campaign wants to reach and win back, suburban women. She also spoke in front of a small cheering crowd without masks, which is unusual. And that raised some ethical and legal concerns because she was speaking from the Rose Garden, which is part of the official White House complex and is not supposed to be used for partisan political events.